You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Hello, my beautiful football friends, and welcome to Pick of the Goss. This trendy feature is about the BBC Gossip Column. The BBC Goss Col is awash with some of the craziest transfer rumours and speculation from the football world. I know, and you know, every morning you get into work, you're tired, you're depressed, you're in desperate need of the world's biggest cup of black coffee to get you through the morning. And guess what? The flaming last person had finished off the coffee jar. Well, that's great, isn't it? What you do is you relax, you take a big deep breath, you think, it's okay, I'll have a tea. You look in the tea box, there's none there. So you end up having a ginger and lemon herbal tea. It's not right, is it? You're back at your desk with your hot, weird drink, and you've got a decision to make. Do you crack on with some proper work, or do you scroll the BBC Goss Col and find out the latest and greatest and weirdest transfer talk? We all know, you all do the column. The gossip is so ridiculously strange, I decided I would do a chart show countdown of the 10 most craziest, most ridiculous, most incomprehensible transfer rumours from that very column. Now, I ask you this week in and week out, are you ready, goss pickers? Because here is your top 10. In at number 10, Tottenham are planning a summer move for 20-year-old Sheffield United forward David Brooks. 9 in the charts, Italian press say AC Milan are lining up a move for Swansea's South Korean midfielder Ki Sung Jung. At 8 in the charts, The Mirror announced former Real Madrid president Ramon Calderon claims Spurs striker Harry Kane is top of the Madrid transfer list. Straight in at 7, The Star state former Chelsea and Bayern Munich manager Carlo Ancelotti is ready to replace Arsenal boss Arsene Wenger if wanted. Highest new entry at 6, the indie boys at The Independent say Barcelona are monitoring Toby Alderweireld's, who has a clause in his contract that will allow him to leave for 25 milli in the summer of 2019 if he has not agreed a new deal. Into the top 5, Sky Sports state Chelsea and Manchester United will both try to sign Poland striker Lewandowski. At 4, the Sun say Jurgen Klopp is looking at Bournemouth's English midfielder Lewis Cook, formerly of Leeds, as a possible 20 million replacement for Emre Can. Up 10 places this week into number 3, the Men of the Mail state Chelsea will offer Eden Hazard close to £300,000 a week as they try to head off interest from other clubs. And number 2 hit, Spurs are prepared to bid 35 milli for Fulham's Ryan Sessegnon. Bum bum. Bum bum. Bum 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 bum. And our number 1 goss is from Sky Sports and former Arsenal striker Teza Henry, Thierry Henry for some, says he would be interested in succeeding Arsene Wenger as manager of the North London club. Woo-hoo-hoo! That was some gossiping. Wow. That was some bigger office gossip than your office is ever going to have. That was Pick of the Goss. Some really good goss in there for, well, for a time where there isn't a transfer window open. So, all I'm going to say now is I'll meet you around the back for part 2 and we'll get our little magnifying glass and see whether these newspapers were telling the truth.
We are now available on iTunes. Just search The Football Hour on the iTunes store and subscribe to receive all our latest podcasts straight away.
Welcome back to part two of Pick of the Goss. Thank you for meeting me for part two. It's very kind of you. I know a lot of you may sort of think, nah, I'm not going to. I enjoyed the chart show countdown. I don't need to go back for part two. But you, loyal football friends, have come and met me around the back, and I appreciate it. Number 10, Tottenham are planning a summer move for Sheffield United forward David Brooks. Well, Sheffield have been flying relatively this season. They had a great, well, first half of the season. They're sort of tailed off a little bit now. But people like Billy Sharp have sort of been keeping Brooks out the side. And I don't know. Obviously, Tottenham do a lot of scouting of young players. And people like Dele Alli, you've seen that Tottenham can pluck players from the Football League and turn them into really good Premier League players. So I'll be looking forward to seeing Brooks in a Spurs shirt next year if he does decide to go. 9 in the charts. Swansea midfielder Ki Sung Jung is moving to AC Milan. Wow. I don't think he's that good. Well, AC Milan aren't that good either. Number 8. The Mirror are saying former Real Madrid president Ramon Calderon claims Tottenham striker Harry Kane is top of Real Madrid's summer transfer list. Well, he should be. He is absolutely world class. He's so good. Everything is done on instinct, but also tremendous technique. And you just, as soon as you saw that Spurs scored a late winner at the weekend, you were like, oh, that would be Harry Kane. And of course it was Harry Kane. Number 7, Carlo Ancelotti is ready to replace Arsene Wenger. I don't know. Why would you go for Carlo Ancelotti? Because sort of similar age to Wenger, maybe a little bit younger. You want some young, fresh, hungry person who's going to shake up Arsenal and, well, do things different. The thing about Ancelotti is he just allows the players to do what they like, kind of. Not saying he's a bad manager, but it's all about letting great players do what they can do. That's already what Arsene Wenger allows his team to do. So they need someone, a bit of a dictator, I think, to go into Arsenal, shake it up. Number 6, Barcelona are after Spurs centre-half Toby Alderweireld. Him and Piqué at the back would be nice, but they do have Samuel Umtiti, so I don't know why they would want to go for him. I think they're covered at the back, I think, for the next couple of years. Number 5, Chelsea and Manchester United are after Lewandowski. Why would Chelsea go after Lewandowski? They've just bought Morata and Giroud, and Man United have put so much investment into Lukaku. I can't see that, you know. These clubs only play with one striker as well, so I think we're not going to see any big, big, big striker going to either club in the summer. Well, here we go. Into number 4, Jurgen Klopp is after a fantastic, young, British player by the name of Lewis Cook, brought up at my club Leeds United, so I've seen it firsthand how good this guy is, and he is going to be a future England captain. He plays for Bournemouth at the moment, didn't start the season well, he sort of started on the bench, but he has been the focal point in that Bournemouth midfield, and stick your money on this, I think Lewis may go to the World Cup squad with England. I'm shouting it. Number 3, Chelsea will offer Eden Hazard $300k a week. Well, that makes me depressed. Number 2, Spurs are going to bid 35 milli for Fulham's Ryan Sessegnon. This kid is good. This kid is a symbol, and Lewis Cook is a symbol why they've both had full championship seasons where they sort of play every single game. Lewis Cook did it for Leeds before he moved to Bournemouth. Ryan Sessegnon is going to have 2 full championship seasons. And you see in the progression in the player this season. He's flying, and so are Fulham. They beat Wolves at the weekend. Incredible result. And our number one gossip is Thierry Henry says he'd be interested in the Arsenal job. Doesn't show much respect for his former boss, does he? Does not show much respect for his former boss. Left Arsenal for Barcelona. And now he's going to come back and nick the job. Interesting. Very interesting. I saw Jamie Redknapp at the weekend. Was like, oh, Thierry, you'll be great for it. Jamie Redknapp, get your head out of... Yeah. So, that was Pick of the Goss. Really interesting one this week. A few managerial stuff, a few player stuff, as per, and a few contracts that need resolving. Thank you so much for listening to that Pick of the Goss. You know I always love doing it, though.
You've been listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.